This is Triad Arts Weekend, and up next we go behind the scenes with Wake Forest University Professor of Communication, Film Studies, and Women's and Gender Studies, Mary Dalton.
If anybody doubted it before, I think we all know now that Netflix has really arrived. Not only are they getting big numbers for Orange is the New Black and House of Cards, their original series, but they have the credibility that Emmy nominations can bring. Orange is the New Black is nominated as comedy series, and I'm not sure I always think it's a comedy, but that's okay. That's their category. And in directing, writing, and various performances. House of Cards is nominated as best drama series, also in directing, writing, and various performances. The shows are easy to access if you haven't seen them because they're both streaming on Netflix. You can watch them anytime you want for the monthly subscription fee. I've been thinking a lot about why season two of both shows is just a little bit less satisfying for me than season one. Orange is the New Black is set in a women's prison, and House of Cards is set in Washington, D.C. in a political landscape that appears to me is populated by even bigger criminals. One series humanizes the characters a little bit too much, and the other dehumanizes too much. Both of them leave me feeling that a little bit of dramatic middle ground would be an improvement. Two online posts started me on this path of thinking. Allison Samuels wrote in the Daily Beast that she won't watch Orange is the New Black because, quote, "I'm simply not entertained by shows that feature large numbers of black people exiting, entering, or already in prison." Context is everything. And sometimes, maybe it's a little too much. Allison Rosenberg asked the question in her Washington Post blog whether Orange is the New Black has to humanize everyone. That really struck a nerve with me. Once the character Red, for example, was feared. Now her backstory is softer and sucks us in. You know, there's so much that this show does right. And learning the backstories of the characters is essential to establishing the larger cultural context that makes me see the series differently from Allison Samuels. I want to watch it. But still, there are times when I think the balance was tipped this season. Not so with House of Cards. I prefer the structure and aesthetics of Orange is the New Black to this series, but that's not my biggest problem with it. House of Cards dehumanizes everyone and everything in the service of promoting Frank and Claire Underwood's hideous agenda to accumulate as much power as possible. It's a dark, dark view with no truth and no possibility that I've seen so far of redemption. I just don't think unadulterated cynicism is a direction that serves us well as a culture. Maybe this is why I can binge watch Orange is the New Black. But House of Cards, I have to take a break between episodes.
Wake Forest University Professor of Communication, Film Studies, and Women's and Gender Studies, Mary Dalton. You're listening to Triad Arts Weekend. I'm technical producer Eddie Garcia. We have to take one more 60-second break, but when we return, the music of MC Taylor, a.k.a. His Golden Messenger, live in Studio A. Stick around.